Welcome to this TongueOxyMirror.com podcast. I'm Sean Lindenberger, news editor at the Mirror newspaper, and we are chatting with a few soon-to-be TongueOxy High School graduates. To kick things off, we'll have everyone introduce themselves and mention what they'll be doing after graduation.
I'm DJ Lindsay. I'll be running track at Wichita State.
I'm Lacey Moore. I'll be attending K-State University, and I'll be a business finance major.
I'm Nick Eyrick, and I'm going to be debating next year at the University of Wisconsin at Oshkosh.
I'm Austin Barkery. I'll be attending William Jewell College as an English and Political Communications major.
I'm Kelsey Gill, and I will be attending Johnson County Community College and majoring in art history.
First of all, let's discuss something that seems to be plaguing a certain group of society known as senioritis. Do you have that, and what brings it on?
I got that at the beginning of the year, and it's the brings it on of just not caring anymore. You're like, I'm almost done.
I had it for a while, but now that it's getting close to crunch time, you have to step back in, and because some of us aren't, we're way behind.
So. No, you don't.
I caught mine in January after winning the state championship because nothing really seemed to matter after that. It's like, I got my trophy. It's all downhill from here.
I've been fighting it off for a while, and I thought I was doing a really good job, but like this last week, I've really got bad, and I just really haven't done anything at all this week.
Been hardcore this week.
I've done absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I feel like this week is my... Now I have to figure out everything that I have to turn in.
I don't think I've done homework for all year.
Oh, I haven't done homework.
I haven't studied all year. I literally did not study once. It's a bad idea. Just try not to get senioritis.
Yeah.
All right, now that we have the productive senior year discussion over with, you know, that being said, is there any sadness associated with being done with school? Because, you know, for some of you, you've been together for... you know, 12 to 13 years. Is there any, you know, any sadness associated with this chapter ending?
Yeah, there's definitely some sadness and anxiety about moving on to the next stage of our lives. Most of us are going in completely different directions and being scattered into the wind. So there's definitely some feelings and some hardship associated with that.
It's bittersweet. And we're excited to leave and move on to the next chapter in our lives, but when you've had the same friends since you were six, it's hard to leave them since some of our friends are going south and some are going north, and we're all kind of being set on our own.
I think it's a little sad just because, like, you've known them forever, but then when you think about the college part, you kind of forget about it. You're like, it's all right.
I feel like it's going to be weird just going to somewhere bigger than Tongi.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to look around and not know anyone. Like, that's not how it is at Tongi at all. I know everyone.
You mean you'll make friends.
Yeah, but, like, that's the exciting part. Is
meeting new people.
Yeah. I'm, like, a really nervous person, so I'm just, like, really... I mean, that's, like, naturally I'm just nervous about it. But I'm also excited, too, to go out and explore and experience things.
How would you rate your education here at Tonganoxy? Is it too challenging, not challenging enough, just right? What would you...
When you try, it's easy. But if you don't try, I mean, it can get kind of tough.
It's here, you can get the help if you want it. If it's easy to learn if you're willing to. It's kind of one of those things, you get out what you want to.
Yeah. Yoga whippy.
Yeah, yoga whippy.
You get out what you put in.
I'm kind of afraid for next year because I feel like that Tonganoxy's almost offered a subpar education in some means. That the classes are truly never highly challenging. They're never rigorous. It's always
almost handicapping.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We always try to make the classes easy enough so everyone can pass, but at the same time we hold ourselves back.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of glad we did that.
Well, but do you have some, I mean, are there some accelerated classes?
Oh, yeah,
and so forth?
Like calculus.
Yeah,
and
once
physics,
you got to the college level, it was.
It started
more
getting
difficult.
Tougher. But, I mean, at the same time, it wasn't a real challenge to get an A.
This is the first year I've had really any classes that I've had to think about.
Yeah.
I hate you
And so maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years from now would be a better time to ask you this question, just because obviously,
yeah,
you know, once you're done.
We don't know what we're getting into.
So, what will you miss most about high school, would you say?
Probably just the community. I'm going to miss the community and football. That's about it.
I would say probably just the environment that we're around and being in a small town and the closeness of our community and our friends. It's hard to go anywhere without knowing somebody that would do anything for you, and leaving that's going to be extremely hard.
It's also kind of hard to leave behind the relaxed setting of high school to move into a more academically accelerated area such as college, where nobody cares if I pass or fail. It's all just on my shoulders.
I'm gonna miss being able to have fun with the teachers. Some of the teachers, I feel like I'm their friend, which I don't know if that's how I should feel, but I mean, we're just tight and we have fun.
It's like family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww. It is.
What made you to decide to enroll at the college you'll be attending?
Scholarships. Primary motivator.
I actually was planning on attending KU, but because I'm not a K-State fan at all when it comes to sports, but when I went down there to visit, it was kind of actually like Tonganoxie. Everybody was really welcoming. Even down there, anybody will tell you they're kind of like a family. There's always someone willing to help you. And I think I found a place close enough to Tonganoxie.
I'm actually still debating where I'm going. I think I'm going to go to Johnson County, but I don't know. I feel like it would just be convenient to go to like KCK or something. So, I don't know. But I went to Johnson County and looked at all of their art programs and stuff, and they have really nice art program. So that's what really.
Doesn't Johnson
choice.
County have the really cool art museum attached to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Nerman? Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I'm on culture.
I went to it once. It was really cool.
How was the process of selecting a college, you know, and then applying scholarship applications, financial aid, so forth? How was that process for y'all? Was it
ridiculous?
Was it
crazy? All the stuff I had to sign was ridiculous. my letter of intent was like 80 pages of just signing, and then there was just a packet I had to read. So many rules. Pretty much, they owned me is what I got out of it.
And just for the record, you're running track at Wichita State.
Yeah,
right?
And they own me.
Damn.
I really didn't have a hard time. My mom is one of those people that wants to do everything for me, so she kind of took care of all that. The only thing I had to do was choose where I was going, which was personally extremely hard for me, because deciding where you think you can be for 4 years is extremely difficult.
It was just a lot of repetitive, write your name here, what's your social security number. It was just very repetitive, and then everybody, as far as scholarships, asked for a different essay, which was kind of horrible because I had to actually write. It hurt almost.
Yeah, I'd say the toughest part was going out and finding scholarships, because they're out there. Like, there's tons of money out there. You just have to go out and find it. And once you do, like, it's pretty easy to just type out the essay and stuff.
My mom's kind of the same as Lacey's. My mom has, like, she goes to school now, so she's like, oh, financial aid, I can do this for you, don't worry. So.
DJ, what did yours amount to? I mean, you know, you hear of some athletes who get full rides, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it was pretty hard to get a full ride as a freshman year in track,
right?
It's kind of a smaller sport, and I mean, they're coming in and close to half, and then they said my times go down, they'll increase it, so yeah. Pretty much what I got from them, and then what I got from the government, it all paid for it. So,
where would y'all like to be in 10 years?
I'd like to be at the International School of Economics in Prague, but we're gonna see how that one goes.
in 10 years, hopefully, I will be at a bank as a commercial lender. I hope to hopefully at least be in some sort of family situation where I hope to not be this way forever.
In 10 years, I would like to be at Time Magazine writing the awesome column, taking Joel Stein's place. He's really hilarious, so I just really, I like want to take that over and write a really hilarious column for Time Magazine. That's what I want to do.
I think I would want to be in an art studio or teaching art somewhere.
I When's
have
the next
no
one?
Idea. Next Olympics is like,
I mean, I
got, usually you get about two when you're pretty good. 10 years, I'll be too old. I won't be able to.
It's always 2012. London.
Yeah, see that one? Then Rio. But
yeah.
Ooh, Rio. Yeah.
But, yeah, after that, I'll probably be an old washed up athlete, so I have no clue what I want to do in 10 years.
What's, do you have a major decided as of yet, DJ, or what?
I
want to
go into chiropractic.
As far as Tonganoxie, do you have any predictions for Tongi? You know, whether it be double in size, we have a turnpike interchange now. I mean, anything just in general.
I think Tongi's slowly losing its small town feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely becoming a bedroom community,
mm-hmm.
especially with Tailgate Ranch soon going into development. It's not going to be the small town that everyone thinks it is now or that it is now.
I think you'll see it become more like Overland Park and Olathe, very suburban.
I think by the time I get out of college, it'll be like Gardner-Edgerton, just another big town right by Kansas City.
It's changed so much. I mean, like, I remember when I was little, 2440 was a two-lane highway, and we had one stop sign or stoplight, and now it's four-lane. And
yeah, but by the time we get out of college, I think it'll be completely different.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was little wanting to come back here one day and have my own family here, but it's so different. I think I'll end up going somewhere that's kind of like the way it is now instead of how it's going to be.
So good, bad, or indifferent then? It kind of sounds as though you say maybe in 10 years not maybe where you want to.
No, not exactly.
I'll just see what's like in 10 years, but I'd like to go somewhere warmer.
Just kind of state of things in the country economically, it's not the greatest right now, but do you have any concerns you know, in 4 to 5 years of securing a job, or how do you feel about that?
Well, I want to go into the banking industry, which is not a great place to be right now, but hopefully by then it'll be on its way.
Not a good place to be right now.
Hopefully it'll be on its way back up where it will be a good place. It'll be the perfect place to be with people wanting to get their stocks and bonds and all that fun stuff since the economy eventually does have to go up.
Mm-hmm. Someday.
Yeah. Hopefully sooner.
I just hope to be out of school in 4 years.
Since I want to go into journalism, I mean, gosh, who knows what will happen in 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay. Graduation always kind of seems like Christmas in May for seniors. What's at the top of your wish list for graduation gifts?
A new car, but that ain't never happening. So
that's what I was going to say.
An iPod.
I don't need a new car, but I'd like one. But I already got my graduation present that I wanted. I needed a GPS, so I'm set.
So no ramen noodles or mac and cheese?
I'll pass.
It would be convenient, though.
It would.
A lifetime supply.
I just need a big
ramen
peanut butter and jelly supplies.
I want an Apple laptop, a Mac.
A mini fridge would be nice.
I already got one.
I got a microwave.
Yeah. Well, any final words of wisdom or thoughts that you might have?
Don't slack off your freshman and sophomore years because it bites you in the butt your junior. Pretty much your junior year. Senior year, not so much, but junior year was hard because I was an idiot freshman and sophomore year.
I would say probably just we spent so many years waiting for where we are now, mm-hmm. and now we're wishing we could go back and enjoy how easy it was. Yeah. I would say just enjoy the time you have in high school.
It's over before you know it.
Yeah, it really is.
Lacey got it right. Just, we spent the entire year trying to get down to this last week, and I've spent this last week just going along at a turtle's pace. What's going to happen is what's going to happen. There's no point in getting worked up and worried about the future. Just got to live today. See what happens tomorrow.
I guess, yeah, because I remember my freshman year of football, the seniors are like, enjoy it because it goes by itself. And you're like, dude, school takes forever. There's no
way
this is going to fly by. And it's like, it flies by. And then, like what he said, you go all those years wishing for this week to happen. And then when you get to this week, you hang out with all your friends and think about all those years you had. And you really wish that you could just go back and relive it.
Well, I'd like to thank our THS seniors for joining us today, and also be sure to look for additional graduation coverage in the May 12th and 19th print editions of the Mirror. And thanks again for joining us at TongueNoxyMirror.com.